producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to a Monday edition, June the 2nd, of What's on Your Mind. All right, there's my PetroServe USA calendar. Got to grab that and discard May. May is gone. You hear that? It was as quick as it came. May is gone. It is June the 2nd. And speaking of PetroServe USA, today might be a great day to start your day right there, filling up a little better, because that's what they do at PetroServe USA. They help America feel better. Connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. And while you're filling up there better, you can also get a great deal. The 4-for-4 special. How about a hot stuff breakfast pizza at this hour? How about a nice big cup of coffee? And how about a couple of cookies for later on? All four items for $4 at PetroServe USA locations. That's a great deal. Monday means trivia day. We're going to give away a couple of gift certificates from the Speakeasy Restaurant, which is in Moorhead. And it is a Monday at Speakeasy, and that means select menu items are priced just exactly as they were on this very date in the 80s. Rolling back the prices to the 80s. So before the end of this segment, I'll give you... I'll give you a little prohibition trivia, and we'll make you a lucky winner. So stay tuned for that coming up here on the program as well. We pull out a couple of facts from prohibition history and give you a chance to play the memory game with us and win some gift certificates. All right, so big story over the weekend is one of our soldiers being released from captivity. First heard about it, I guess Saturday afternoon, thinking, oh, this is fantastic, great. But boy, oh boy, it's hard to follow all the different angles of the story. One, we negotiated with terrorists. So we let five Gitmo prisoners go to get this guy released. And some questions about whether or not Congress was properly notified about that, which could mean President Obama broke the law, number one, just on the technical side. Number two, I ask you, what do you make of a swap like this? Evidently, the five that we've released from Gitmo were not exactly... Lily White, rather dangerous. Story in the New York Times today says top Obama administration officials pushed back on Sunday against Republican criticism that a deal freeing the last American-held prisoner in Afghanistan could allow dangerous Taliban leaders to return to the fight, might encourage terrorist groups to seize American hostages and possibly violated a law requiring notification of Congress. Set aside the back and forth on the law for a second and answer me this question. If you allow a swap like this to happen, in other words, they grabbed one of ours and we say, okay, tell you what, we're going to let five of your guys go, you give us our guy back. Is that not encouraging that behavior in the future? I tend to think it is. Worries me a little bit there. Susan Rice, the president's national security advisor, spoke a day after years of fitful negotiations that finally yielded the release in Afghanistan of the prisoner, Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. The deal brokered with Qatar's help also freed five high-level Taliban members from the prison camp at Guantanamo Bay. Five for one. The release of the Taliban officials was sharply assailed by Republicans, including Representative Mike Rogers of Michigan, chair of the Intelligence Committee, as a dangerous transgression of longstanding policy against negotiating with terror groups. If you negotiate here, you send a message to every al-Qaeda group in the world. By the way, some who are holding U.S. hostages today, that there's some value now in that hostage in a way that they didn't have before. That is dangerous. Ms. Rice says Sergeant Bergdahl wasn't simply a hostage. He was an American prisoner of war captured on the battlefield. We have a sacred obligation that we've upheld since the founding of our republic to do our utmost to bring our men and women back who are in battle. And we did that in this instance. John McCain, himself a prisoner of war in North Vietnam for 6 years, welcomed the return of the American custody of Sergeant Bergdahl. But McCain said he had serious concerns about the release of the five Taliban detainees, calling them the hardest of the hardcore, and said it's disturbing that these individuals would have had the ability to re-enter the fight, and they are big, high-level people, possibly responsible for the deaths of thousands. Ms. Rice appeared separately on CNN, noted that the president had received very specific assurances regarding the handling of the free detainees when he spoke by phone on Tuesday with the Emir of Qatar. Qatar, I think is how you pronounce that. The country is taking in the five. They enable us to have confidence these prisoners will be carefully watched and their ability to move will be constrained, and we believe that this is in the national security interest of the United States. Chuck Hagel, Defense Secretary, said while visiting troops in Afghanistan on Sunday, he would not have agreed to the detainees' release unless suitable security arrangements were in place. Asked whether the sergeant, who by some reports was captured after leaving the base without authorization, might be subject to military discipline, Mr. Hagel replied, "This is a guy who probably went through hell for the last 5 years, and let's focus on getting him well." Republican lawmakers also questioned the failure of the administration to give Congress the required notice of release from Guantanamo. Nothing in that story about another angle in this particular saga. It has to do with the comments of this Bergdahl. New York Post is reporting on that. Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, the last known American POW freed from 5 years in captivity, an ordeal that began and ended in Afghanistan under a shroud of mystery. Okay, we know all that. The Army infantryman, himself nicknamed SF by his comrades for his gung-ho interest in special forces tactics, began to weep once he was picked up by helicopter and realized that he was, in fact, being rescued by special forces. Bergdahl's parents, who had lobbied continuously for his release, had not seen him by Saturday night, but intimated that he faces an arduous recovery from his ordeal. It's not clear whether his son can still even speak English. When the father spoke to his son for the first time in 5 worried years, it was to say both in the native language, Pashto, and English, "I am your father, Bo." We will continue to stay strong for Bo while he recovers. Bergdahl's mysterious disappearance from the small military outpost there and the subsequent revelation that he was in enemy hands prompted questions that still linger. Soon after the capture, Taliban commander claimed a drunken Bergdahl was snatched while he stumbled to his car. The U.S. military called that a lie. In one of the videos taken during his captivity, Bergdahl himself said he was captured while laying behind a patrol. But in the weeks before his capture, Bergdahl had made murky statements that suggested he was gravitating away from the soldiers in his unit and toward desertion. "He spent more time with the Afghans than he did with his platoon," said a former member of his platoon. As a teen, the homeschooled son of Calvinists took up ballet, recruited to be a lifter by a beautiful local girl. Rolling Stone reported the guy who holds the girl aloft in a ballet sequence. What in the world? The strategy worked. Bergdahl, who also began dabbling in Buddhism and tarot card reading, soon moved in with the woman. Even as a teen, he could fire a .22 caliber rifle with precision. This is very bizarre, this whole story. He wrote in an email to his parents 3 days before he went missing, "I am sorry for everything here. These people need help. Yet what they get is the most conceited country in the world telling them what they are nothing, that they are nothing and they are stupid." Bergdahl also complained about fellow soldiers. The battalion commander was a conceited old fool. And the only decent sergeants planning to leave the platoon as soon as they can told the privates, Bergdahl them among them, to do the same. "I'm ashamed to be an American. And the title of U.S. soldier is just the lie of fools. I'm sorry for everything. The horror that is America is disgusting." His dad responded, "Obey your conscience." And a couple days later, he disappears. Some say deserts the U.S. Army. Now free under these interesting circumstances. What do you make of it? Tell us.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Jig, I guess, right? Ellen Ratner, one half of the Golden Girls, Blanquita Cullum from the right, Ellen Ratner from the left. And I think she warned us last week that she was going to be on this international junket with President Obama to Normandy. Am I right, Blanquita?
Yeah, and you know, she is. She's actually really looking forward to it and has been reading a lot about the Normandy invasion. But the great thing that she's going to do, too, with her family, as you know, she comes from a family of Holocaust survivors. And, of course, they're going to take a tour of the concentration camps. And it's going to be kind of a, I think it's going to be a very good trip for her and for her family.
All right, what do you make of this? There are so many angles to this story about this last known American POW, this Sergeant Bo Bergdahl in Afghanistan. First of all, you know, the idea that we say, all right, give us one of yours and we'll give us, you know, we'll give you five bad guys. That seems to be an invitation to more bad behavior, so it concerns me. Congress wasn't notified, so some members of Congress say the law was broken. But what's more disturbing to me is the emails this guy sent his family a few days before his disappearance. And, according to one member of his platoon, was a deserter. What do you make of all this?
Well, you know, and of course you're asking a person that spent the whole weekend with a bunch of wounded warriors and who completely suffered at the hands of our enemy. So
what are they saying about this?
They're not happy. And you know, look, we know that deals are cut behind the scenes to get people out because our rule is that we don't negotiate with terrorists. When I was a governor on the Broadcasting Board of Governors, one of our journalists was kidnapped. We had to very much be careful about how we dealt because the United States policy is that we do not negotiate with terrorists. But if we're sitting there making a deal to get this guy out, and you're exactly right on this, Scotty, why do we give them five really bad ones for this guy who may be bad because he may be brainwashed, he may have Stockholm syndrome. We don't know what the hell's wrong with him. I feel very bad for him if that's the case. But why do we give him five? I am very, very upset about this. And also, unless we are very careful, have we invited the enemy back in and then basically caused ourselves to be jeopardized and compromised with the bad guys going out and a guy could completely be screwed up coming back in?
And, you know, the Stockholm syndrome explanation is one thing I heard, but my understanding is, you know, these comments were made prior to him being captured.
Well, as you said, one of the guys in the same squad with him said he walked off and he was a deserter.
Yeah, he said he spent more time with the Afghans than he did with his platoon.
Well, you know, the thing is, were they regular Afghans? Were they, you know, people he was trying to help, or were they the enemy? Was he discontent? Was he leaning on the? I mean, we don't know all the story. But again, you know, I've been to Guantanamo Bay. I've seen where our troops live, and I've seen where the enemy is confined. The cells, the prison, as it were, is much nicer than the area where our military stays. The food they get is better. All of that. And to me, I am so appalled that we would let, and then not even to deal with Congress. Is it because Obama is afraid that the Congress will say, what are you doing? Are you nuts? I mean, is he afraid about that? Or does he just have an arrogance that he feels like he doesn't have to deal with the members of the Congress? And are the Congress going to be strong enough, have enough intestinal fortitude to call him on it? And conveniently, he's going to be getting great photo ops at Normandy, where he's going to look all great and patriotic. But the question that I have is, you know, people have to follow the law, and if they're doing something that is so secret, certainly someone from the Congress has enough ability to maintain that quiet, at least to know what the hell's going on. This president was elected. He was not a czar or a dictator. We have to follow what's going on here. I'm very upset about it, as you can tell.
Yeah, it's a mess. So I'm curious, too. You mentioned you were with some heroes over the weekend, and they were upset that we're doing the swap. They're upsetting that the...
Well, they're upset that, you know, that they're following the rules that are set when they're sent over there, you know. They're not, they don't feel bad about what they're doing. It was a very loving thing to see this retreat. It's called Boulder Crest Retreat, by private foundation donation, building these 12 cabins where they bring in the warriors and their families to give them free rest, relaxation and medical treatment so they can have a time there to really recuperate. It's beautiful. But the idea that there are different sets of rules for different kinds of people, and it seems in some cases that if you've gone off the reservation, you may be able to get a better treatment than those people that are completely wounded. And look what's going on with the VA. I mean, it's just something has to be set right here. And I hope that as Americans, your audience will remember this when it comes time to vote. Or they should be going and getting to know their member of Congress in their home district and holding them to accountability and talking to their senators from your state, because we hold the key. We can make a difference. If we are passive as opposed to being a real vocal majority, it's going to continue along the same way.
Absolutely. A different war that we'll hear more about today, the war on coal. From the Obama administration is going to rage on. We're led to believe that President Obama today will plan a public show of support for new climate change rules that his administration is unveiling. The White House says Obama will spotlight the first ever carbon pollution limits on existing power plants. And he actually did that on Saturday. We're going to get more details today now.
Well, and you know where the greatest purchases of coal right now, of course, and obviously not in this country, they're in China. And I want to follow the money and all this stuff. I really do. I want to follow the money. And you know the hard question, my program that deals with energy issues, we're trying to get all the information we can on this stuff. We don't take an editorial perspective. We take a journalistic perspective. But, you know, the old line, something's rotten in Denmark. This whole thing that really appalls me, again, I've used that word a lot this morning, is the term from these climatologists where they say the science is settled. And when people tell you the science is settled, you know it is not settled, because science is never settled. And, it just makes me angry.
Here's something from the Politico. The EPA will launch the most dramatic anti-pollution regulation in a generation early next month, a sweeping crackdown on carbon that offers President Barack Obama his last real shot at a legacy on climate change while causing significant political peril for red state Democrats, which is one of the reasons, this is one we're going to watch closely. Of course, North Dakota, big coal generation state. Hey, BQ, good talking to you. We'll chat tomorrow.
Blanquita Cullum,
you bet, one half of the Golden Girls will meet one of the candidates for a Fargo City Commission race when we come back.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you want to relax, really relax, I've got the place. One of Minnesota's premier resorts on the beautiful shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Great walleye fishing, great boating fun, or just lay on a lounger and relax. Stroll downtown Walker, Minnesota, and do some shopping. The place is fantastic. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. But if you really want to relax, not only do you go to Chase, you got to stay at Chase. How about this deal? You stay three nights, you get the fourth free. We're going to extend that summer vacation all summer long. Now's the time to book your deal for the entire summer. Stay three nights at Chase on the Lake and receive your fourth night free. No blackout dates, no restrictions. Lakeside condo, Lakeview hotel room, you take your pick. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 888-CHASE-06. Tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. to get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We wrap up this segment. I'll give you a couple of tidbits from Prohibition history, and then we'll do the memory game, give away some speakeasy gift certificates. It's Monday. They roll back the prices to the 80s at the speakeasy restaurant on select menu items. We'll do that coming up in a little bit. A week from tomorrow is Election Day, and there is quite a race on the Fargo City Commission for two spots, seven candidates, two spots, and I think only two conservatives, to tell you the truth. And one of the two conservatives we have with us in studio, Dave Pepcorn, who's looking to return to the Fargo City Commission. Dave, how are you?
Great, Scott. How are you?
Wonderful. Nice to see you.
A beautiful Monday.
And early voting actually starts today, so if you're just chomping at the bit or going to be gone Tuesday or don't know if you'll you don't have the time, today would be a good day to vote, right?
Yes, sir. And it's from 10 a.m. this morning until 7 at night, and it's at the Doublewood and the Hilton Garden Inn. That's the two locations in Fargo.
All right, so just Doublewood on 13th and yes. Hilton Garden Inn on, yep. What is that?
I think it's 17th by West Acres, yeah. Kind of in that area.
There you go, right next to Ramada Plaza Suites off of 42nd and
yep.
And 17th there. So, yeah, early voting, and that, do you know what hours they do, the early voting?
Yep, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and that's the next 5 days. So it's June 2nd through the 6th.
All right, and these summer, primary
yep.
elections sometimes are really low turnout, so be a good way to just, boost that a little bit, right?
Absolutely. I'd encourage people to get out and vote.
So the Dave Pepcorn platform is what? Pepcorn platform.
It's pretty short. There's three different things. One, less taxes. The topic behind that is if we don't cut taxes now, when will we? And to me, across the board, sales tax, property tax, income tax, I think we should look at all those because I just think with the revenues coming into the state of North Dakota, which is phenomenal, I'm sure you already know this, there's a $2 billion in the state trust fund. $2 billion. That's phenomenal. And so I think most taxpayers are wondering, when do we get our share back? So that's the first one. Second one, encourage economic growth. I think we need to do more as city commissioners actually going out and recruiting businesses. I think we're losing a little bit to some of our competing surrounding towns now because we haven't been aggressive. And this is a great time to be in Fargo and especially our neighbors to the east. We have a lot of potential businesses that would be welcome to here in Fargo. And then the last one is reduce government regulation. Most people are feeling like they're a little overregulated. You can go down the list, businesses, homeowners, everybody.
So that's a pretty simple but straightforward platform, right?
Absolutely. I like to keep it simple.
Yeah, I like that. And Fargo city government has been without a conservative voice for quite a while, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And right now, when you talk about diversity, there is none. And so now, when they have votes, they're almost all unanimous. There's really no one asking any questions. And on behalf of the taxpayers, that's what I like to do. Whether I went with the vote or not, at least someone was asking the question.
And you've had experience doing that.
Absolutely, and I really enjoyed it. I've learned a lot, and I obviously I love serving the public. It was a great experience, and I hope to return to it.
All right. So again, folks, seven candidates, two slots for Fargo City Commission. So you're going to get two votes when you head to the polls, either early voting now or on election day on Tuesday. It's still going to be a battle. Even though, I mean, I consider you and Tony Garrick the two conservative voices that are going to go there and just fight for, you know, the traditional conservative causes. But even if you two were lucky enough to pull it off, it's still a battle, isn't it, with five members there?
Absolutely, but I don't look at it as a battle. It's we're serving the taxpayers and asking questions, and to me, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to do the best for Fargo. Hopefully, the other commissioners are doing the same.
What are people talking about as you're going door to door? You're hitting the coffee shops. You're you're campaigning. What are the things that concern the voters of Fargo the most?
I would say the top two topics are the diversion and flood protection for Fargo. I would say that's one, and then the other hot topic is this convention center, whether it be located, you know, downtown next to the Fargo Dome at West Acres, who knows where. But I would say those are the two. Talking about the diversion, I would be in favor of us completing the levees. We've done a lot through the town, but they haven't been completed, and now it's been 5 years. And the diversion, I believe, even if it's successful, is a long way off. And if we do the levees right now, we're at least protected, and that's something that we can control with our own money. Right now, we've spent $52 million so far on the diversion. That's a lot of money. And to me, I would have much rather have spent that on the levee system and completed that first, and then worked on the diversion.
If you had to give me a consensus of what you believe the voters of Fargo, where they're at on the diversion, what are you hearing from them?
I think the majority of people would love to get a diversion, but I just think it's a long way off. Even if it goes very well, and my main thing is we have no funding from Congress, and as you know, the state legislature tied their funding to the Congress's funding, and so really the taxpayers of Fargo are the only ones that are on the hook at this point.
And so use the funds to get some level of protection that we do have. Which would be from the sales tax, right?
Yeah.
Because there is a pot of money sitting there for Fargo to do flood protection.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. There's three different half-cent sales taxes going on right now. And so, that's where I would put the priority at this point, completing the levees.
We're chatting with Dave Pepcorn, one of the candidates for Fargo City Commission, and the vote on June 10th. So we're a week away. You mentioned downtown and the convention center specifically. There is a need for a new convention center, a dispute about where to put it, and a lot of push for it to go downtown. Except if you're a member of the Fargo Dome Authority, you want it at the Fargo Dome, right?
Right.
Because, number one, I guess there's two controversies here. One is the funding right now is funding that would be Fargo Dome funding, for lack of a better term.
Right.
And second of all, then the location.
Yep.
So what's your take on, first of all, using Fargo Dome funds for a convention center?
I think that's a great idea. There's, I think, you know, some of the money from the current fund should be used for that. But I do think there should be a vote of the public. I just think there needs to be a case made.
A vote to use it or a vote to where to put it?
Where to put it and how it's going to be paid for. Because even if we use the dome funds, that's not going to pay for the whole building. And so I think a case needs to be made as to how much it's going to cost, where that money is going to come from. That's why the 60% vote, I would be in favor of that. I also would have been in favor of that with the new city hall. Apparently, to me, that's the same thing. These major capital projects should be voted on by the public. I think that's the way it should be.
And the argument against that is, well, that's why you elect us, right? I mean, you hear that from folks to say, well, you elect us to make these decisions. Isn't that what they make in the way of a case against it?
Yeah, but I think major capital decisions should be made by all the voters. I just think, especially when you look at Blue Stem, when you look at Davies High School, all those should have been voted on when they're major capital expenditures. I think that would have been the wise thing to do.
So, first of all, I get your point. Let the voters decide where and if we spend these dollars. What's your take on it? Do we need it?
Well, here's what I would like to see. I would like to have them look at NDSU and combine the effort. What I see at NDSU is they need an indoor practice facility, And when you talk about a flat floor convention space, that is the exact same thing as an indoor practice facility. So I would love to see us approach NDSU and have the city and NDSU work together and build a dual purpose facility. And then basically you get it for half the price. And it would be a multi-purpose, just like the Fargo Dome.
Where?
Right next to the Fargo Dome. That, to me, if that type of facility was built, then that would make sense because NDSU would want to have that used, you know, on their campus, and it would also benefit the Fargo Dome.
And right now, the Fargo City Commission, I believe, is on record as supporting downtown, are they not?
Well, they were, but before this campaign, now I would say it's changed. You know, they were basically 5-0 that they were going to have it downtown, and I think now, if you've noticed, they've all basically changed their view.
Why do you think that is?
I wonder why.
Just a little concerned about maybe letting the voters have a say?
Well, I think the voters are fatigued at seeing all these major projects with a lot of money committed and having no say. I think that's frustrating for people. And so I think if they're worthwhile and viable projects, then you sell the case and have a vote, and then it will pass. A
couple minutes left. What else do you want to tell voters?
I would say I loved serving on the city commission. I asked a lot of questions. I tried to do my best to spend the tax money carefully. I'm a small business owner. I am downtown, so I love the downtown. But I just think we need a little more diversity, and I would love to serve the citizens of Fargo for 4 more years.
And, folks, you can vote right now. Early voting has begun. 2 locations, Doublewood and Hilton Garden Inn. And, of course, Election Day is a week from tomorrow. But what did we say, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.?
Yes.
All this week?
Yes.
And then Monday, too?
The 6th. So, no, I think it's just this week.
Just this week. Okay.
Yep, just this week.
And then actual voting day would be on Tuesday the 10th.
Thanks for having me on, Scott. I appreciate it.
Good luck to you.
Hey, thank you, sir.
And finish strong, right?
Absolutely. I'll be out knocking on doors, and we'll be doing all of our advertising all the way through Tuesday.
How do you decide where to knock on doors?
I'm from North Fargo, so I try to focus on South Fargo, where I'm a little less familiar. And so, but my lawn business, I've walked on lots of lawns, so I know where to go.
When you knock on somebody's door, do they have a conversation? Do they like it, or do they just take your brochure and say, "See you later, bye"?
The majority of people aren't home during the day, and so that's when I do a lot of my door knocking, just because most people are walking. Most people are very friendly. I mean, whether they're going to vote for you or not, and some of them are a little bit intimidated because I'm 6'7", but I try to have a smile on, so try not to scare them too much.
I think that retail politicking helps a lot.
Absolutely.
Good to see you, Dave.
Thanks, Scott.
Good luck. Dave Pepcorn, candidate for Fargo City Commission, our guest. All right, two clues, which are better than clues. These are the answers in the trivia we do for our friends at the Speakeasy, Maryland. Do you know that Maryland was the state that never enforced prohibition? All right, so that's one I want you to remember. And then the other is a date. And the date is December 1933. Prohibition was so unpopular, it had to be repealed. And actually, December of 33 is when alcohol became legal once more, after Roosevelt claimed his big victory over Hoover, got the 18th Amendment to the Constitution repealed as soon as possible. And December 1933 is when it was, that long nightmare of prohibition was over. So Maryland, the only state that never enforced prohibition, December 1933, the date when Roosevelt got his way and alcohol was once again legal in the United States of America. Those are, we're playing the memory game is what we're doing, and a little prohibition trivia for the Speakeasy Restaurant. And the next two callers at 855-200-1776. All you need to do is call 855-200-1776. And press 2 will chat to make you a lucky winner coming up. Plus the weather and a little bit on sports. Stanley Cup Final details next.
Like us on Facebook.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannum to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim and for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins, we do. DoorDevil.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Top of the hour. Matt is here, our first contestant in the Speakeasy Trivia Contest. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Where are you from, Matt?
I'm from Fargo, working in West Fargo.
Got it. 855-200-1776 is our telephone number. Matt, Prohibition became so unpopular it had to be repealed. When did alcohol become legal once more?
December of 1933.
That's right. Right after Roosevelt won big, he said, hey, we're going to get that 18th Amendment repealed. You got it. And the Speakeasy Restaurant and Lounge is now your destination with a gift certificate on us. Okay, Matt?
Awesome. I appreciate it.
Yes, thanks for listening to the program. Hang on a moment. Chris will get your address and we'll mail that off to you, okay? And we have another certificate with another of our answers on one state that just said, you know, we're opting out of this whole prohibition deal. Which state was that? 855-200-1776. When you call, press 2. Press 2. Let me tell you about our weather forecast, then I'll squeeze in some sports here as well. And by the way, we all ought to head to the Speakeasy Restaurant today. Because they're rolling back the prices on select menu items to the 80s. That's right. Speakeasy Restaurant and Lounge. Great spot today to stop in and check them out. I have the menu here, and I am amazed at all the wonderful items. I'm a big fan of all their pasta. Any places you can go get rigatoni anymore? You can get it at the Speakeasy. Fabulous menu. Their lunch menu has a lot of great choices, too. So come on in and check it out at the Speakeasy in Moorhead. And you might have hit their prime rib over the weekend. They have Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, just a fabulous prime rib. It's just absolutely incredible. Really good stuff. I mean, as I say, I'm a big fan of the pasta, but they got steak and shrimp, sirloin, filet mignon, stuffed pork chop, barbecue ribs. Or a lighter lunch today, they could take care of you. Speakeasy. All right, let me get the other winner in here before I get to weather. Conway. Hello, Conway. How are you?
I'm fine. Good morning to you.
Where are you calling from today, Conway?
I'm between Georgetown and Felton right now on my way to somewhere, but I hope you get to be elected for Bonanzaville, too, while you're at it.
Well, you know what? That election is over for 2014.
Oh, how do you do?
I didn't do so hot. Jay Thomas won
really?
Again. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's just not right.
So, well, you know, it was my first run at it. He was the incumbent. The power of incumbency. You know what I'm saying, Conway?
Yeah, well, you just talked for once. So, I can understand that.
Tough to overcome. Yeah. Actually, Dave Pepcorn was on the commission, isn't any longer, and is looking to get back on there just because they need somebody to ask some tough questions. So I hope he does. He'll be getting my vote. He'll be getting my vote. Tony Gehrig will, too. I'm looking forward to...
I'm big for Tony. I work with him.
Do you? Perfect. Hey, Conway, what was the one state that never did enforce prohibition?
I would say Maryland, because you said it was, so...
Well, this is part prohibition trivia, part memory game, and you passed both tests. So we have a gift certificate to the Speakeasy for you, too, Conway, okay?
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate
Absolutely
it.
Glad you're listening. Thanks, and hang on a moment. Let me tell you about the weather forecast here, as promised. Showers and thunderstorms likely today. High about 66 with a northwest wind at 15 to 25. That's in the valley for today. Fargo, Moorhead, Grand Forks, East Grand Forks, up and down the valley. It'll be a windy day and a chance of showers. Likely showers tonight as well, along with a possible rumble of thunder early, then partly cloudy after midnight, low about 52. And tomorrow, 77, the sun is back, 79 and partly sunny Wednesday, 81 Thursday, Friday. How about this? We drop off a cliff down to 68 degrees. Of course, today isn't exactly going to be balmy either, in the mid-60s. Oil patch forecast for today. It's 48 degrees right now in Tioga. 48 degrees, cloudy, slight chance of a rain shower. Only up to 62 in the patch today with a north-northwest wind at 10 to 20. Tonight, some clouds this evening giving way to mainly clear skies overnight, low about 43 with a west wind at 5 to 10. Look at that out. North wind at 9 at this hour. And tomorrow we're looking at 75 with some sunshine. Good chance of showers on Wednesday, 70% chance of showers Wednesday, 72. Thursday, some showers, some sunshine, 73. Friday, 64. So odd weather here, how we're doing. 48 right now, heading for 61 in Tioga. Williston's 52, heading for 66. Watford, cloudy, 50 at this hour, heading for 64. 48 and foggy in Newtown. Stanley, foggy, 48. Columbus, cloudy, 50. Back in the valley, showers at this hour in Grand Forks, 57. It'll only be 63 there today. Hillsboro, cloudy, and 64, and that's where things will top out today. Grafton, cloudy at 54 at this hour. Kindred, cloudy, and 66. Breckenridge, mostly cloudy, 64. Fergus Falls, partly cloudy, 66. Detroit Lake, 64. And cloudy. Thief River, cloudy, 61. And Watertown, partly cloudy, 63. Sioux Falls, partly cloudy, 63 degrees at this hour as well. Fargo, 64 and cloudy right now. By the way, sports, Red Hawks win over Sioux City 2-1 yesterday. Heading to Lincoln next. and Stanley Cup Final, a thriller in Chicago last night. But the L.A. Kings end up the winner in overtime. They're in the Stanley Cup Final now, taking on the New York Rangers, Game 1, Wednesday night. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.